Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Rolf Kermit Winterroth II, coming to you live out of Alaska. I guess our country's still together. You can't make up what's going on. I never in my wildest dream thought that we would have anything what's going on today, especially this Black Lives Matter junk. I cannot believe this. These people, one of the co-founders said, we're going to burn you down. Bring it on, Bubba. You're going to get your butt shot, too. I don't think that's going to happen. The other co-founder, another gal, what's she about? Oh, I'm a trained Marxist. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. No, I know what you are. You know what happened in Russia? They're called Bolsheviks. You are thugs, communists, anarchists. That's what you are. You don't give one rat's rump about black lives. It's a nice cover. People are buying into it, the ones that are dumber than a dang rock. Sounds good. Black lives matter. Then we take Lightfoot up in Chicago. Let's kill them black boys. Yeah, let's just shoot them up. We even shoot three-year-old girls, and it's not a big deal. Because black lives matter. You got to be kidding me. Three-year-old girl gets shot by another Negro. They're not African-American. They're Negroes or black or I don't know what the hell they are. And we don't need any police. Imagine if you lived in one of those communities like that, with the gangs are running around, all these crazy. You don't dare hardly stand up because if you raise your hand, you're liable to get your butt shot. What do? They keep electing Democrats. In New York, 600 undercover, laid off. Now they want to take $1 billion out of the police budget? I'm for it. Get it on. Shoot each other. Till you finally, hopefully, wake up, or at least we'll be getting rid of the Democrats, hopefully. You can't make this stuff up. Are these people crazy? Somebody's breaking in your house, you're going to call a social worker. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Are there a few bad police? Of course. I had over 170 traffic tickets. Did I meet a lot of police? You bet. Did I meet a couple of jerks? You bet. I met one of them that I had bursitis, got me down on a car and twisted my arm to when he let go, I fell clear to the ground and I just was totally almost passed out, but I fell clear to the ground. And I sued him. I went to the Ninth Circuit, I won. I went in court and I lost. You know why? Because Judge Singleton was a good old smart old judge and he rigged the jury instructions. And I didn't have $500 to go back to the appellate court, but I wanted, I was so naive back then, he said, well, you can't bring that up. I said, I did an oral argument in front of three judges in Anchorage. the head judge of the Ninth Circuit, and two other ones. I was the first one on the docket. Isn't that amazing? I chewed up the other gal. She didn't know what Terry V, Ohio is. You can't go putting your hands inside somebody else's other pants and stuff. I won. You know what happened when I got through with that oral argument? 14 people, IRS people, got up and walked out. They put me first so they could come down and watch and see if I was going to, see how I did. When I ran for governor, I had never taken any classes. I never spoke before any groups. And I was scared spitless when I was running for governor. I got up and I said, "Ralph, you're either going to do it or you're not." And I have zero fear of speaking in front of a group. None. Same thing on the first traffic when they put me up for going to put me in the pokey for a traffic issue. I had about 20 minutes. I was totally out in la-la land. Fear, panic, didn't know what to do. Everybody's telling me what to do. And you know what I did? I said, "Ralph, you're up. Take a look at those people up there in front. You're right. And they are the minions of Satan. So get some backbone, and everything you do, you're fighting some evil." And I never looked back. Never looked back. Never had any problem standing up. I put the judge, when I bought the Chickaloon driver's license, I put him under citizen address. Didn't know any better. I didn't have the information I have now. I wish I would have, but I didn't. That's all right. They made my life hell. But, you know, it's nothing compared to our veterans. I watched that movie Midway again. Those pilots went out and knew they had a very, almost single-digit chance of coming back alive. And they got in those airplanes and they took down 4 aircraft carriers from Japan that turned the tide of the war in the Pacific. That's amazing to me. And these idiots, Black Lives Matter, these companies that are getting around and donating to them, it's crazy. Unbelievable. They're anarchists. They want to overthrow our republic and the Democratic Party, just like Tim Scott out of North Carolina. He's a good guy, black guy. He's been working on this for years. And they won't even debate it. They don't want higher trained police. They don't. They wouldn't even discuss it. The Democratic Party is the partner of Satan. And I guarantee you, we got a bunch of rhinos or in-depth deep state people that's not on the surface, but they're there. Where's their voice? Tim Cocker's been bringing this out. Where is the voice of our leaders? Where are they? Cowards. Oh, we can't go against Black Lives Matter because they might think we're racist. Do you know what racists are, you dumb twits? It's identity politics. There is no damn thing such as social justice. It doesn't exist. Social justice is, if you don't agree with me, you're a racist. That's really going to work well in a society, especially when you got a bunch of these crazy anarchist communist Bolsheviks. I like Laura Ingraham. She's right on point. They're Bolsheviks. They overthrew Russia, killed the Tsar and his family, and look what they ended up with, the communists. Anarchy and communists. They're not just socialists because they want equal income for everybody. Let everybody out of jail. Let the prostitutes out of jail. Oh, my God. Just on and on and on it goes. This stuff is beyond the pale. It's pure evil. But there is one spark that tells you everything you need to know about a Democrat and some Republican. But a Democrat, that will lockstep. When you will, up to the time of birth, murder a baby just before it's born, or allow it to be born and sit it on a damn thing and keep it comfortable while you go over to mom and say, what do you think? Shall we kill this baby you just had or not? That's Moloch out of the Bible. That's sacrificing babies. Evil. That's all you need to know. Anybody that will do that, I have no use for them. I would do nothing to save them if they were drowning. They're evil. It's just like in Moses' time when he came down off the mountain and these people made this golden calf. There's nothing you can do. He opened up the earth and swallowed them. Be gone. They're evil. They're just pure evil. Whether they're taken over by demons or they're just evil, they're antichrist, demagogues, I don't know. Shape changers, who the heck knows? I do know they have no morals. And our country was built on Christianity. And you can't hold an office, a public office, unless you have morals. You got to be honest. That's why they made on, just like in Alaska, when you went into public office, if you handled any money, you had to put up two pieces of your property to make sure you're honest. So if you were a crook, you lost your stuff. That's what makes people honest. Because everybody's a sinner. And what's even more amazing, they're coming after Jesus as white supremacists? You gotta be kidding me. Are people gonna allow this to happen? Oh, God, I like to think not. Gotta get these people, get off your butt, get out there. I know one thing, if they have any more BLM marches over here at Palmer, old Ralph's going to be right in the middle of it with some signs. And they best not get Ralph down. It's just not a good thing to do. Better leave Ralphie alone. Let him peacefully march. Who are some of these companies that are given? Can you believe they put a BLM, Black Lives Matter, and this stupid mayor of New York, dumber than a rock. Imagine if you have identified the most vulnerable people to the Chinese virus, and you go and insert infected people in a retirement home and they can't leave, can't even talk to their relatives. What do you think might happen? They're going to die. And then blame it on Trump. I'm not responsible. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, they did this. They knowingly murdered people. I saw the lieutenant governor of Texas saying that, I don't understand these people. The governor, lieutenant governor of Texas was right on. But the COVID, the Chinese virus, number of people testing positive is going up. So, is that the end of the world? No. There are some hospitalizations are going up. Is that the end of the world? No. Texas, they're saying, oh, they're running out of beds. He come on and said, we got 7,000 beds and only 1,000 being used. We got 6,000 beds left. What is the real test of a pandemic? The people that die, the death rate, from what I know, I've got to check on it, is going down. It's the people that die from it. It's not the people being infected. Not the people going to the, if you got a hospital beds. And the thing is, what really makes me so damn mad, even in Alaska, I don't even think they yet are still using hydroxychloroquine. It's got a 90-some%. They've known that for a long time in France. Success ratio. There's doctors. Ingram has been on that a lot. Bring doctors on. I give it to them in hours or a day. They're back doing what they said. It works. And we can't use it? And then doxycycline. Bill Stilwell, they gave that. And you know where that drug came from? That came from the Gulf War syndrome. It's a cheap. And it's antibiotic, it's dirt cheap, a penny or two a pill. They didn't give it to our troops in Iraq during the Gulf War. Our government made that damn thing. It goes inside. They get it in your system. Then it comes out through a cell wall, and depending on where it comes out, you have different symptoms. Fibromyalgia was one of them. I did a calculation, and I figured 1 in every 100 people in America suffered something from the Gulf War syndrome because it was transmitted by sweat, by sperm, all sorts of things. Joyce Riley, God bless that woman. I'm telling you, she was a nurse. She got it. She got over it. She got up just by being a nurse, not going to Iraq. A doctor. I flew a doctor up out of Oklahoma. I think his wife died. I flew up a guy out of Arizona. He was over at Camisea, 10 miles square of biological stuff, chemicals they blew up without the proper protection. He got it. His wife got it. His three kids got it. Dogs got it even. They died. You know what he was using to get doxycycline? He was so poor, he was going to the veterinarian. It was even that's how poor he was. Man, I was pissed. I had money back then. My business. I spent $5,000 a day on some ads, and I couldn't even put ads in the paper telling the truth. Because they said, oh, well, you can't tell the truth about what the state and the government's doing, because they're here all the time, and you're just a little fart in the skillet. We had about 300 people show up in a 900-room thing that I rented to the University of Alaska. I had Joyce Riley. I had this doctor. I had this guy that had firsthand knowledge of Camisea. 20 out of them 60 slimy legislators down at Juneau, and not a one of them stayed the whole time. They got it walked out before it was over. This people with first-hand knowledge, and Joyce Riley put on one heck of a show. She was really a smart, just unbelievable. These people come out of the woodwork. I didn't even know they existed. And I've said it on this show. Joyce Riley says, you're not going to believe this. We took one guy, confirmed Gulf War syndrome in his blood. And we went over to the blood bank, and they said, yeah, there's no problem. They were knowingly taking infected blood. Our damn freaking government was doing this. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. I personally witnessed it with Joyce Riley. And now we got these people out there that are going after statues. They don't have a clue what the hell is going on. And if they think anybody that was a president is a saint, they're full of Colonel Baloney. Where have they been? Everybody's got bad things they've done. We're all sinners, you dumb twits. Lincoln wanted to send all the blacks back to Africa at one time. So? Jackson did a lot of things.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Well, we're back here, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Candace Owens. She's a black gal, really smart. That gal's got more balls, more guts. Unbelievable. She's willing to stand for the truth and take hits, and they're really after her. We have to rely on facts. There is no systematic or systemic racism. It's a crock. It's a lie. Of course there's going to be a few people that don't like the other race. Both ways. The blacks are coming out, kill whitey, kill whitey. What the hell's wrong with these people? What did we do to them? I didn't do anything to them, except my relation that were in Pennsylvania and stuff probably got around and fought in the Civil War to free them. And they want to take down Lincoln. And then they take down the guy that's fighting on the slavery to get him out of the abolition. They're crazy. They're animals. They're Bolsheviks. Mean Bolsheviks is what they are. Pure anarchist communist, worthless trash. They shouldn't be here on Earth. They shouldn't be. They should be locked up. Because you can't reason with them. Just like Tim Scott that was working. The police, of course, could always be better. But look what the police look up. I mean, I met a few jerks. I had one of them get him down. Do I want to get rid of the cops? You got to be freaking crazy. They got it. Back in my time, they had a tough job. God, today, unbelievably, to be a cop with all these crazies on drugs and you get around and stun them and they're just like superhumans. Unbelievable. These people are crazy. Or you walk up on a car and they're able to shoot your ass. Unbelievable. Who wants to be a cop? I don't know but a few, and I'm telling you what, I got respect for them because we got to have law and order. I guarantee you. We don't. It's anarchy. Go watch the Purge movies, you crazy Black Lives Matter Antifa and black and white crazy nuts. Go watch the Purge movies. See what happens. Keith in Montana, question or comment?
Yeah, hello, Ralph. Good to hear you in there. Hey, I had a thing for you here. You know, the early American railroads, the first one started in 1826, and, of course, it was built by Chinese labor. And, of course, after that, they came out with the Chinese Exclusion Act. But I wanted to get up to Pearl Harbor where you had mentioned that. You know, in 1939, they broke the Imperial Japanese Code. And so this whole thing about Pearl Harbor, as you know, was a hoax, the so-called sneak attack. And that can be proven by all the video that was provided on that lazy Sunday evening or Sunday morning there in Japan, where it was filmed from all different locations. And tell me, how did you get a camera crews over there to do all this? But anyway, one of the notes of this Captain Eric Nave, who was the Aussie codebreaker, who broke the Imperial Japanese Code, and that's why they moved the flat tops over to Midway, was that the denial of this information was no accident, this book goes on to say, but the deliberate policy of Churchill himself, who was being controlled by the Bolsheviks, which was to drag America into the war over there. And this is what we're seeing today. I have a video on my server, which is hosted on RBN there, and it's all about the communism and how they use blacks or will be using blacks to usher in their frame of their new world order. And then, of course, the blacks, like everyone else, will get the shaft as they bring in their totalitarian society. Now they're talking about using the Chinese social credit score here in America. So that means with the, along with all the censorship and stuff like that, it'll get to the point where if you say something wrong, they'll just, you know, flat simply cut you off, whether it's going to be through your food programs or credit or what like that, you know. Right. But this is to build their new world order. And I would suggest, if you get a chance to watch that, if you don't have it, I can resend Ken the link there. But you should watch that there, because this was done in the 1950s, and it is just as applicable today as it was then.
Well, the way to get a hold of me is IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. I look at stuff as best I can, because I want to know. I want to know the truth. But that don't make everything that England did bad. I know that Roosevelt knew.
Oh, no. No, I agree with that. What I'm getting at, though, is the fact that things were put in place long, long ago. And the only thing is they have blamed the Soviets, clear on, well, like with the OSS and the creation of the CIA and this Cold War stuff. They have blamed the Soviets for everything, and yet today when we see everything being talked about Russia, it's not Russians or Americans doing it. It's these Bolshevik dual citizens in America that are trying to take down Russia.
Well, and we also the same got China. China's trying to conquer the whole world, and they're communists. They're Bolsheviks, too.
Well, again, look at Military Times, where Israel is selling armed U.S. missile technology to China.
Yeah,
that's the same thing Bill Clinton was doing.
Hold on, we got to go to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and both of you, I got two callers. Would you hold on? I want to play this Candace Owens, and then hold on, and then I'll get to both of you, okay?
Life together after, you know, being released in 2014 following that incident. He was just getting his life together and moved and was going to start afresh. I'd like to believe all of those things. And there's a gap, and he never got in trouble for 5 years until this incident when the police were called on him again. But you are defying common sense to believe that this person suddenly became an exemplary character, but happened to be high on fentanyl and methamphetamine and trying to use a bill. A fake bill to purchase something. And so in my opinion, George Floyd was a criminal. He was a criminal. And just because he was a criminal doesn't mean he deserved to die at the knee of a police officer. But it does mean that I am not going to play a part of the broken black culture that always wants to martyr criminals, who wants to pretend they were these upstanding human beings that just wanted to help society, that just wanted to reach out and uplift society. And he has a rap sheet that is long, that is dangerous. He was an example of a violent criminal his entire life. Okay, up until the very last moment. Now, again, I want to be clear. This is not a defense for Derek Chauvin. No one that I have spoken to, no one in the news is defending Derek Chauvin. He is getting what he has coming to him. Okay, great. But why are we pretending that this criminal should be upheld as a citizen, as a martyr in Black America? A martyr for a fake narrative, by the way. Police brutality, racially motivated police brutality is a myth. Okay, so let's get into that. Not only are we using this death, right, and allowing it to cause these riots and protests, pretending this was some upstanding citizen in the black community who was tackled down and killed for no reason, right? Not only are we allowing it to inspire riots in which black people are dying, in which actual upstanding black citizens are dying. Case in point, I'm sure you guys have all now seen David, the sheriff that just was shot and killed because he was trying to protect a pawn shop. Please look him up if you haven't seen it. I'm blanking on his last name. His first name is David, who was shot and killed for trying to protect a pawn shop from looters. An upstanding citizen, an actual head of a police. He was the head of a police his entire life, 77 years old, did everything right, right? So we now have to kill upstanding black citizens because a non-upstanding black citizen, a career black criminal, died. Now, did he deserve to die in that manner? No. I can't say it enough. No, he didn't deserve to die in that manner. but I will be damned if the rest of us upstanding black citizens have to suffer because of this incident that rarely ever happens in America. So here are some numbers for you people that are still believing that police brutality is a real, racially motivated police brutality is a real thing. First and foremost, okay, you have a 25% higher chance as a violent white criminal of dying at the hands of a police officer than you do as a black criminal. Last year, a total of 9 unarmed black men were killed by police officers and 19 white men were killed by police officers. For those of you that aren't good at mathematics, right, you might be thinking, oh, but Candace, white people represent 60% of the population and black people represent just 13% of the population. It doesn't matter what percentage of the population you represent. It matters what percentage of the violent criminal community you represent. And unfortunately, black community commits a disproportionate amount of crimes compared to the white community. Let me tell you, 6% of the population, right? Black men, 6% of the population account for 44% of all murders in this country, according to 2018 statistics. That is what you call a gap. And yet white people who represent 60% of the population, we represent 13, black men are 6%, only represent 50% of all the murders, right? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. A 6-point variation in a community where we are extreme minorities. We commit 50% of all violent offenses, evenly split, and we're only 13% of the population, okay? So we have a lot more encounters with police officers. And don't say the police officers are coming around because we're black. I'm talking about violent criminals. I'm talking about murder, 44% of murders, okay? You want to talk about real statistics? The police officers have way more to be fearful of in the black community than the other way around, okay? We commit, on average, a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black person than the other way around, okay? So this entire narrative is complete smoke and mirrors. It's all made up. It's just election fodder. It's white versus black because it's an election year, not because black Americans are suffering at the hands of police officers more than white Americans. Do some police officers do the wrong thing? Yes. I don't think there's anybody in the world who has not encountered a police officer and thought this person is an absolute jerk who is power tripping, whether you are black or white. We know they exist. And we know they're always going to exist, by the way, because they're human beings. And sometimes human beings suck. In fact, if you want to attack a community for accidental slayings or brutality, did you know that doctors accidentally kill 250,000 people every year because of mistakes? Do you know that there's been doctors that have been arrested for being serial killers that just were killing people because they wanted to? Do we protest and boycott doctors? Do we assume all doctors are horrible human beings because some doctors are? Or do we realize that society is not perfectible? People suck in every profession. It is no excuse to paint society with a broad brush. It is certainly no excuse to accept a Democrat narrative, okay, that black people are being disproportionately hunted down by police officers because of the color of their skin. You want to know the best way to avoid not being brutalized by a police officer is to limit the amount of encounters you need to have with them, especially when it comes to violent crimes. Okay, I am not going to stand for this continual bottom feeding narrative of us martyring people that have had 5, 6, 7 stints in prison and then pretending they were upstanding heroes to our community. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Excuse my language. It's absolute bullshit. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having to play pretend. I'm tired of sitting here and being called a coon or an Uncle Tom because I won't play this bottom feeding game with you. If you want to hang up posters of criminals on your wall and talk about them as your martyrs, do it. Do it.
Well, what do you think? Keith, you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say though, this goes back for years there, Ralph. There, I mean, clear back to the Contras and stuff. The government here has been depressing our society by offshoring jobs, destroying unions, infiltrating groups like KKK and other things like that. Actually, setting those groups up, and I have video clips of those too. But anyway. This is, of course, to drive other people out of the education system, make them less employable, make them more employable for the military to go as poor people to wage wars on the poor of other countries. And I was going to say there about Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton was getting his Hummer in the White House, he should have been indicted for treason because he too was selling the U.S. missile technology to China.
I know.
But they keep this, they keep this whole charade going when it's governments. And
okay, here's our hope.
Go ahead.
We got Trump. He's fighting the best he can. He is in a unbelievable situation. He has got unbelievable things accomplished with all the Democrats and a whole bunch of Republicans against him. We have Bill Barr and Durham. Those are the only three that I think we have a chance with in turning this around. We need indictments. I have faith in Durham. I've looked up. He don't talk. He just does. And when he comes out, he is a mean SOB with indictments. He don't back down from nobody. And it is so in depth. I got to train myself to be patient because we've been looking for this for 3 dang years. And old Sessions was a piece of garbage. He's a coward.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why he did. He gets in there, and I'm not going to go after Clinton, but I'm for law and order. Yeah, right. You just done yourself in that one statement. So we got to stand up and fight. And I look at the Bible. Christians and those that stand for the truth are always going to be in the extreme minority, and we're always going to be hated. Get it on. That's the way life is. Okay?
I agree.
In Hawaii, when we were attacked on December, I knew a guy. I knew the Montana Freeman. I got to know them well. I was down in their house a couple of times. I had to testify, and I met a guy down there. I went into a courtroom on the second floor. They had barricades all around. In Montana, they flew me down there and went up. You had to go through 2 securities. I went in there and I was taking notes. They had marshals standing around looking. I saw a judge threaten a witness of the stand. And this witness, his dad or him, I forget which, had documented the thing that they knew for sure that they were going to be invaded and we were going to be bombed. So that's why they had the aircraft areas out of Hawaii, and that's why they had some of the older warships there to sacrifice to get us in. They knew. There's no doubt. It's absolutely a fact. They knew, and they sacrificed to get us into the war. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a socialist. He loved, I can't think of it. Not Hitler, but... Mussolini. He loved Mussolini's nationalism. He loved him.
Well, you got to remember, though, that this was all done under the Marshall Plan, too, there, because they brought the mobs in to destroy the unions and stuff, just as people in Italy wanted to rebuild after the war. They cut the labor wage. This is the same thing the CIA has been doing down through Central and South America for years, by destroying labor, unions, anything that has to do with wage reforms. And then, remember, back in the 70s and 80s here in the United States, we had strong unions. We had 40 hours a week. We had health care. We had overtime pay, vacation pay, sick leave, pregnancy leave. That's all gone now, replaced by part-time jobs. And now they can bring those jobs back from China because they have filled the prisons here with cheap slave labor who can't form unions, who can't strike, and get 22 cents a day to make the products from McDonald's and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you, a brief to read is what I have put together. It started actually before the Civil War. And the Civil War, when they reconstructed America, they threw out the Republic, and they've been working on it ever since. And it started with status, citizen of the United States. Because you've been hearing talking about we want to vote to make D.C. a state. They don't say one of the several states. A state. That's different. A state. Do you know what it is? Because that is defined under the National Voter Registration Act which is all they have election for, is federal offices. We are, all these states are a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. They're all municipal entities, every damn one of them. And I can prove it.
All right. Hey, Ralph, I got a roll here, but what was your address, your email address again?
It's irs@alaskaminuteman.com.
Okay, thank you, okay? Anyway, I'll let you get your other callers. Thank you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, yep. Tom in Florida, you still there? Tom? Tom, you there? Is Tom there, or is Tom gone? I'm not hearing anything. You there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Ron?
Oh, okay, great. Okay, now I can hear you. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to your mic, but listen, yeah, that last caller. But anyway, Ralph, what I want to talk about is a few things. First off, have you had an opportunity to see the movie Uncle Tom by Larry Elder?
No, I have not.
You're going to love it. You got to watch the trailer and then get the DVD. It's called Uncle Tom, Larry Elder. It's explosive. If everybody in this country saw that DVD, that video, I think it will shake the core of this nation. I really do. I just got done watching it yesterday. It was explosive like I've never seen. And I love Candace Owens. She's wonderful.
You have to order it. It's not in the theaters.
No, you can order it online, or you can order it and they'll send it to your house, or you can get a package. I think it's $24 for both. Send it to your house, and you can watch it online also.
Sure. Okay. Alrighty.
But anyway, it's really great. You're gonna love it. And Candace Owens is in this documentary. It's explosive. It's like that movie Midway. That was a great movie. I think I'm the one that told you about that movie way back when it came out. But anyway, listen. Getting back to that, Ralph. I want to ask you this. I want to ask you a few things. What happens if they're going to take all these statues? What's going to happen when a Martin Luther King statue comes down in Washington? When are they going to pull that thing down? What would happen with BLM?
Well, they're not going to. They won't touch Martin Luther King. It's just like they said, they had bypassed Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Why that?
Well, you know, he's supposedly, they have him on tape for being a rapist. Of course, I heard that he was a communist. They have tapes of him being a communist infiltrator, sympathizer, or whatever. So, you know, this whole thing is a cabal. And, I look back at this, Mitt Romney, that backstabbing rhino rat. When he was running against Barry Sortero, Husseini, Obambo, they had a tape of Obama with Farrakhan, and he could have bought the video or the pictures of all these Maxine Mad Max Waters and this guy Keith Ellison in Minnesota, and they're all with Farrakhan. But Mittens Romney wouldn't buy that picture, and I think the guy wanted $500,000 for like four pictures that would have turned the election back then. I think this whole thing is a cabal. And, Ralph, ask yourself this. They know where George Soros is living. They know this guy's a billionaire funding a lot of this. You know, my brother told me in Ocala, Florida, they had a rally, and five of his friends went up and confronted this one Antifa guy, and they were ready to kick his butt. And they asked him, hey, where are you, because he had real nice clothes on and stuff, and he looked like a, because he used to be a holding signs out there. And they said, this guy told my brother and his friends that he got paid $1,800 to go protest at the Ocala rally when Trump was running for president. He was paid $1,800 for one day to be a protester for Antifa. Now, you figure about this, what this Soros is doing, and Trump is not arresting this scumbag? He lives in New York City or somewhere else.
The thing is, this Trump has got so many people under him that are working against him. He can't do everything. Yes. I mean, look at the things he's got accomplished. I mean, I have to admire the man. They have hit him with everything. They pound on him every day and his family.
Unrelenting.
Unmerciful.
It's unrelenting. It's unrelenting, Ralph. And you know what? If Biden wins, we're gonna be. Listen, I'm gonna call this out. I don't care about that or anybody. I'm gonna call it. If Trump doesn't win this next election, I really certainly believe that within 9 months, like the time I have to have a baby, we're gonna be an all-out civil war. I really believe if Biden picks a socialist, Bolshevik, black woman, we're going to be in an all-out civil war. It's going to be horrific. And, you know, I look back at all these documentaries I watch on the History Channel, Ulysses S. Grant. I don't know if you had a chance to see that documentary. It was fantastic. But 2 years ago, they had a documentary about Sherman. And, you know, Sherman died penniless, basically. He had his Union troops going up to his house and outside of Atlanta there because he was a Southerner. Believe it or not, Sherman was a Southerner. He burnt the South down, and he was penniless, basically. And his troops were coming in, and he would drop coins in their little tin cans, and they were going to ask Sherman. You know what Sherman was basically getting ready to say? If I would have known now with this, how this turned out, I would never went to war against the South.
Right. Okay. Great. Okay. We got to go to break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I got a couple more callers. Tom, you got anything else before we go into the couple of other callers?
Yeah, Ralph, I got couple more things. Just real quickly. Trump is, what I found out today is Trump, nobody's going to be vandalizing these monuments no more because he's going to be 10 years in prison. That should have been started from the beginning. They should have had the federal marshals out there. Anybody touch one of those statues or anything, they should be put in prison for 10 years, hard labor. No more this patty cake baker's man. We're going to start slamming you in the slammer. And Ralph,
yep,
what you said
there's only two things that stop anarchist or Bolshevik thugs. You know what it is? It's death or jail. That's it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, let me go on to the next caller here. Thanks for calling. Chuck and Georgia, you're next. And Richard, we may have to hang on here till we go over the next hour. Chuck and Georgia, what's your comment or question?
Well, man, I just called to holler at you, Ralph, because I was listening to you today, you know. And so, you know, you talk about what's going on here with Black Lives Matter and all that. And you talk about Obama, you talk about Trump, you talk about Bill Clinton. But let's face facts, Ralph. They all have the same paymasters. They all work for the same people.
Right. They're all garbage. All of them.
I mean, you know, they got us arguing, saying one is what But the same people who are paying Trump, look at, I bet you would check and see who's at the top of Black Lives Matter. You sit that paper with all the billions of dollars that are going to Black Lives Matter. Do you think they're going to let some black person have that money? If you do, I got some beachfront property I want to sell you in Alaska.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you for or against Trump?
Look, man. I'm for freedom, and there's no freedom here, man. I mean, all these people work for the bankers.
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with you because there's so many facts of what Trump is doing, and he has done so much. If you listen, he's trying to give the government back to we the people. He brought unemployment down for everybody, regardless of race, color, or religion. Nobody has ever done that before. He was helping everybody. Everybody keeps buying into these Democratic lies. And look at Baltimore, that old fart, that black SOB up there that get around and hated getting trillions of dollars for Baltimore, and yet we got a rat-infested Baltimore. They get around up there. They got a black mayor. They got a black prosecutor, black cops. And what do? Nothing. They don't know black people. They don't care about black. They give them shitty-ass schools. They get around, and this gray guy got around, and he tried to he got killed, and they went after all the cops. You know every one of those cops got off? Yeah, every one of them, because it was a lie. They got black cops. Well, look at Chicago. Black Mayor Lightfoot. She's crazier. She's a lunatic. She's against ICE. We don't want to arrest. I mean, all the drugs and all the murderers and everybody. And she wants to turn criminals loose. Black cops, black mayors, black baloney. There is no racism. Of course, there's a little small part of it. It's always going to be here. That's part of it. We're human. So, anyway, if you're against Trump, let me go to the next caller because I don't want to listen to it. I'm sorry. Yeah, Richard in Alabama, you're next.
George H.W. Bush was a pilot during the Battle of Midway. He flew a...
Hold on a minute. We don't have time for you to get your point across. We got to go to break here. Just hold on.
All right.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.